Blog Talk Radio.
blogtalkradio.com. Hello, this is Lady Diva. This is January 26th. It is 6 o'clock p.m. I have with me a guest tonight with me, Tina Glenn, Simply T.
Hi,
how are you doing?
Everybody doing? I'm just wonderful, just wonderful.
I'm glad you came on tonight participating with us.
Yes, I appreciate you inviting me.
Tell us briefly about yourself and how you got started in your passion in music.
Well, I started singing as a young child. I come from a family that were very music inclined, with aunts and as well as my mother singing in choirs and on gospel groups as well. There was one day they discovered that I was a little child with a big voice. So I grew up just singing, singing with family, for family, and at different family events. And as I got older, I grew up listening to music of all types of genres, with mom playing all the music on the hi-fi and listening to that, and her challenging me to sing different songs by, different artists. And so I continued that, you know, throughout my time in school, participating in choruses and actually in opera as well. Hmm. And I decided that this is something that I wanted to do. And I went on, you know, but I had to raise the kids first, kind of put my career off a little bit longer. Because at first my plan was originally to get with a band and just sing. I never planned to be Simply T, an independent artist. But I feel that this was God's plan for me. I'm very spiritual. And so it just happened, and I've been going with the flow.
All right. That sounds nice. You are a two-time award winner and a GA Music Award nominee. How long ago was this that you got your awards for your music?
Actually, this was all happened in 2016. Mm-hmm. I was nominated for the Georgia Music Award for Best R&B Female. Didn't win the award, but the nomination was even, you know, was just as great to me. It was an honor because I'm sure I was up against a lot of artists. And I also received two Exposing Music Awards and had to travel to Chicago for a award show. In August of last year as well, I won both of those awards actually for that song, Don't Waste No Time.
Right. So you are currently working on a new EP right at this moment, are you?
Yes, I am. I'm very excited about it. It's all new music. It's totally different from what I've done. I'm always trying to, do better than the previous one. I just want to top the previous one, and I'm working with three different producers. Working with Michael Smith. Michael Smith is from Shreveport, Louisiana, as well as Eldar Q and Scarecrow, two other great producers that will have produced tracks that's going to be on this upcoming EP. So I'm very excited about that because it's totally different, and I'm loving it.
So on this EP, what type of music genre are you singing? Is it neo-soul and R&B, or is it all with a touch of jazz?
Yes, I consider my style kind of a combination of all, but I see myself as a neo-soul artist, and I do R&B as well, I'm very versatile when it comes to music. So a lot of times you would find that my music shows that versatility. I have everything from my previous EP from DC Go-Go, as well as Neo Soul and R&B.
Okay.
And I have
all
one
right.
song, actually, that will be on that EP that's a little, on my new EP, that'll be a little jazzy.
Okay, so you consider your music is pure therapy.
Yes.
Is this coming from the audience, or?
Well, it comes from the fact that I look at music. It's how I look at music, and when I'm feeling a certain type of way, I get into the music, and it takes me to what I call my happy place. And I have found that music, when people listen to music, it can change their whole mood. It can change their whole day. And my goal is to produce that type of music that when people listen to it, it can change their day. It can brighten their day. It can make them feel good. I want to make music that people can relate to. Because one of the things that I have found when I talk to people is they say that there's no soul in music anymore. But I want to be one of those put that soul back into that music. So therefore, I'd be producing music that people can really feel and can relate to.
Well, you attracted me, and it only took me just a few minutes to tune into your music, your style of singing. I got a touch of how your character is already.
Yes.
How you put out so much, and the music is familiar, the lyrics, the melody. It is neo-soul, but it has a touch of old school in there.
Yes,
which
exactly.
It's going to attract a lot of people because the old style melody is coming back.
Right.
Yeah. So, where are you originally from, and where are you at, originally are living at right now? What city is it?
Well, I'm actually originally from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So I'm a North Carolina girl. My actual career started in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm currently in Atlanta, Georgia area.
All right.
Yes.
So if anyone just tuned in, this is Les Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio. I am Lady Diva. I have with me Tina Glenn. Do you want to be called Simply T?
Yes, because who I am as an artist.
I appreciate any listeners that just tuned in. Please call the guest line number at 657-383-0771 and feel free to talk with Simply T and I about her music. I played this song, Don't Waste No Time, that really caught my attention to really research you. How did you come up with the title of this song?
Well, when I first heard that track and I started writing, and normally this is how I write. When I listen to something and I listen to that music and that melody and I started writing, then those ideas start coming to me. And I know that often that we often put off things tomorrow. We always say tomorrow, we're going to do this, tomorrow we're going to do that. So we're often putting off things, you know, putting off tomorrow what we can do today. And so, and it included in relationships and commitment and in marriage. So when I wrote that song, it is basically based on a relationship, and I'm just basically saying don't waste no time because tomorrow is not promised, you know. If we're going to do this, this is the time to do it. So that's how I came up with that title.
Okay. All right. Could you go ahead and give our listeners and followers out there your website information where we can get a hold of your music, where we can purchase it?
Okay. Well, at this time, this current EP can be purchased directly from my website. And that website is www.tgfloyd, that's T-G, F is in Frank, L-O-Y-D, dot Wix, site, wixsite.com/simply-t.
All right. I would like to ask you, have you done any charitable events in your community, or do you have any... is coming up in the future?
Yes, I try to do charity events at least one once a year. Last year, I performed at an event that was for domestic violence because mm-hmm. that was something that was very dear to my heart. And because I, you know, I can personally relate to that cause. And so That was one that I saw, you know, that the young lady was trying to get artists for that, but because I was able to relate to that cause, I contacted mm-hmm. her because that was that one charity that I was looking for to do. And I haven't set any for this year, but I'd like to do one or two this year as well.
All right. And while we're talking on this, you have a tour this coming up, correct? A brand new me, 2017.
Yes, that's the title, and actually that's the title of my EP as well as it's going to be the title of my single.
Okay.
And that tour, yes, that tour will be coming, be starting probably spring of this year. It's still in the works. I do have a booking agent and also my tour manager. which is Victor Calhoun, who is setting and negotiating that, and I'm pretty excited about getting going on that and promoting my new EP, A Brand New Me, because that title, it expresses a lot. It expresses me as a person, as an artist. It's new music, but it's also that new image as well to come along with it in a new year.
All right. Well, we're going to take a brief moment and play one of your tracks here.
Okay.
Underestimated. Can you tell us briefly a little bit about this song here?
Yes, that's one of the, that seems to be a favorite of many. Underestimated is one that I wrote. I actually wrote that in 2 hours, and it expresses my emotion at the time that I wrote it. It was actually written from an actual experience, a relationship experience. And basically, it's about a thing that a lot of us go through where we get into situations and relationships and with a person who can be verbally abusive, and verbally abuse can be just as bad as physical. Mm-hmm. You have a person that, you know, you meet them and they treat you the greatest. They show you their representative. But after a while, they are a totally different person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, you know, a lot of us experience it sometime or another in our life. And that's what I was experiencing prior to writing that song. So at the time, I was kind of going through a little something, and it was a breakup at the time. And sometimes your best writing comes from life experiences. And so, yes, exactly. And so at the end of the day, I didn't allow that experience to defeat me.
Right.
I allowed that person to see that what you tried to do to me was take away my self-esteem, but I didn't allow it to happen. You underestimated me.
Right. Well, I thank you for this song. It is very strong. And here is Underestimated by Simply T. Don't go nowhere, Tina.
I'm here.
Underestimated by Tina Glenn. Wow, that song is mesmerizing. I can turn that song on the stereo and just sit on the couch and be in a zone.
And that's the reaction I get from Benny. That is actually my favorite.
Thank you.
Yes.
Ooh, where you been all my life?
So, I've been working on me, putting me in the makings. Blessing me with the ability to put that music out. Yes.
Well,
yes.
You know what? God has perfect timing for your music to reach to those that are open-minded and willing to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any future projects that you're working on besides the tour and the current EP that you have? Is something else is going on under your sleeve that we should look out for?
Well, I'm always trying to make some future plans. You know, there are other things that I want to do. They're not quite in the makings just yet. Well, actually, there is one thing. And I actually have been offered a marketing, publishing, and distribution deal through a record label out of New York City. So
Wow. That's
a big thing for me as well. So I'm excited about that as well because it is one thing that the naysayers never thought that would happen. See, there were those that say, well, your music is just too soulful. You know, this is not the time for your music. You sound too old school.
Oh, my goodness.
You're too old. But it's great. It's a great feeling to know that there are people who are really enjoying my music and that I'm proving the naysayers wrong.
Yes, because there is so much music out there that you cannot even find the time to listen to all of it. People
Right. We
never heard of, music you ain't never heard of, is so much, and it's just never ending. And you got to have an open mind, you know.
Exactly.
And, yeah, there's different categories. There's new categories of different types of music. I got tweets going on here. They want to ask you, have you sung with any other music groups, musicians or bands that are popular?
No, I have not, but I hope so in the future. That's a goal. That's a goal. One of the goals is to be able to eventually maybe open for someone, a major artist. And that's a dream of mine. And hopefully that will be something that can occur very soon.
I would like for you to mention your website information again and where we can purchase these songs.
Okay, great. Well, you can purchase my music directly from my website. And you go on there, you can either purchase the whole EP or you can purchase one individual song, your favorite song, because there are different styles on there, and I'm sure there's something for everybody. And my website is www.tgfloyd, that's TG Floyd, wixsite.com/simply-t.
All right. You have an event coming up on February 4th. Can you give us the information about that? Where is that located? Where that event will be at?
Sure. That'll be an event. It's a showcase that I will be performing in, and it's going to be at Jay's Place 2, because there's a 1 as well. It'll be at Jay's Place 2 in Stone Mountain, Georgia. You can purchase tickets online. If you'd like to attend, I would love to see you come. If anybody's in the Atlanta area, I would love to see you come. I will be giving away some of my EPs for free as well. So those two songs that you've heard today, Don't Waste No Time, Underestimated, as well as a few others. And, it's going to be a really great night, and it's going to be full of entertainment because there are going to be other artists there as well. So you can purchase those tickets at www.afton.com, and it'll be /simply And that'll be _T. And you can y'all go there and you can purchase your tickets online. And actually, up until tomorrow, there is a promo code where you can get a discount on those tickets. And that promo code is simply 275 if you'd like to use that as well. And if you plan to be there or if you attend, just get my attention. I'd love to meet you.
Well, you know what? I think I might make a trip down there myself and try to enjoy myself in your live singing.
Yes, that would be great. It'd be great to meet you as well.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you like to put that face, you know, with that voice, or you
yes.
know, at least meet that person in person, and
yes.
I like to give you
yes.
a thank you in person. So, I'm really glad that you have invited me on your show. I really do appreciate that.
I try to put out as many videos and photos as I can, but I'm the kind of person that does not like taking pictures. So I kind of
well,
force
I'm
myself
everywhere.
Into it. Yeah, you're everywhere, so you're used to it. But for me, I
yeah.
have to rock. I really have to make myself get into it.
Right.
But anyway, let's see. I was getting ready to say something. My mind went blank. Oh, I have a tweet here. Somebody wants to know, when will you put out any gospel music?
Oh, yes. That is one of the things that I actually want to do. That's a project that I've been thinking about for quite a while. I have actually written the first gospel song. And I'm going to be, finishing this project as soon as, well, my current project, as soon as I'm finished with that, I will be starting on the next one. And hopefully by next year, I have that gospel album coming out because, you know, sometimes despite what we do, we still go back to our roots. And gospel
yeah.
is actually my number one love. And if I don't do any other ones, I want to at least do at least one gospel album. And I'm going to get started on that. It's just as soon as I'm done with this project. I know I'm going to be kind of busy, you know, with the tour and all, but I have to make time for that. So hopefully
right.
I can have one completed at least by next year.
Right. So I would like to ask the last question coming off of this session here. And then I will mm-hmm. play the last track song that's called Can't Trust You. And I mm-hmm. want to ask you, what are your inspirational words you want to give for those suffering in the world today?
Yes, one of the things that I would say, I say this often, never allow nobody tell you what you can't do. Always keep that positive, you know, thoughts, and always keep pushing and continue to do what it is that you feel that you're supposed to do. You're never too old to follow your dreams, and that's one of the things that I've always felt because, you know, that's one of the issues that came up. It hasn't been an issue on my part, but it's one of the things that I was told, you know, earlier in my career, you know, far as my age, and, you know, you're too old for this, that, but no, never allow anyone to tell you you're too old to live your dreams. You can live your dreams at any age. And as long as I have breath in my body, I'm going to continue to push despite the negativity. And sometimes you have to tune that out. But
yeah.
always, yeah, I feel like one other thing I always say, you can try, but you don't fail unless you don't try. So as long as you have tried, you have not failed.
Right. And thank you for those words of wisdom and inspiration. I thank you for participating tonight, and I will be following you forever. And
great.
Hopefully you do come back and do an update on your new music and any other
sure.
projects you have. You're welcome to come back. And you have a blessed evening, Tina, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much. So thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
All right. You keep singing, baby.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That's me.
I can see.